We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Tune Your Ears to Truth, Part 2. Today's devotional was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Colossians 2:8. Be careful not to allow anyone to captivate you through an empty, deceitful philosophy that is according to human traditions and the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. I have just read from the New English Translation. After her conversation with Itohan ended, Innie sat quietly, deeply burdened. It wasn't just about Itohan's heartbreak anymore. It was about something more subtle and far more dangerous. The quiet infiltration of ideas that sound right but are rooted in error. The words echoed in her heart. Put yourself first, self-love above all. On the surface, they sounded harmless, even wise. But the Spirit of God stirred something within her that would not let it pass. The next day, Innie reached out again. Itohan, I've been thinking about what you said yesterday. Can I share something with you? Of course. There is a difference between seeing yourself the way God sees you and adopting a mindset that puts self at the center of everything. One leads to life, the other subtly leads you away from God. Itohan paused, listening more intently this time. True freedom is not found in exalting self, but in surrendering to Christ. The world teaches self-preservation and self-exaltation, but the kingdom teaches self-denial and submission to God's will. Jesus said that if anyone wants to follow him, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow him. Luke 9:23. There was silence on the other end. The danger is not always in what sounds evil. Sometimes it is in what sounds good, but is not rooted in Christ. If a philosophy makes you the center instead of Christ, then no matter how comforting it feels, it is misplaced. Many believers today are not led astray by obvious falsehoods, but by subtle distortions of truth. These ideas appeal to emotions, soothe pain, and promise healing. Yet they quietly shift the believer's focus away from Christ and onto self. But the believer's life is not sustained by what feels good, it is sustained by what is true. God's word does not always appeal to the flesh, but it always produces life. It does not merely comfort, it transforms. It does not center on man, it reveals Christ. You must learn to test every thought, every idea, and every philosophy against the Word of God. If it does not align with Christ, it must not have a place in your life. Choose truth over feelings. Choose Christ over culture. Choose the Word over every voice. Walk in the light of truth today, and refuse to be captivated by anything less. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Saviour. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Matthew 8:10. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.